Hey, 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 welcome to the Unapologetically Fat Podcast. I'm your host, Tish. And guess what? I'm fat. That's right. I'm fat and fabulous. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, I would be so grateful if you would take a few minutes to leave a review of the show on your favorite podcast app. Have you ever stopped to wonder or consider the difference between body positivity and body neutrality? I didn't until the last few weeks. In the last 3 episodes or the last 2 episodes, you'll find more information about why this is true. Anyways, in today's episode, I'm going to chat about the complexities of body positivity and body neutrality to help you navigate your own journey towards both body and self-acceptance. Okay, let's jump right in. I'm going to repeat a few things that I have chatted about in a few of my previous episodes, in the sense that I'm going to give you the definition of both body positivity and body neutrality again. And then I'll jump into the meat of what I want to talk about today. So body positivity, according to Wikipedia, is a social movement that promotes a positive view of all bodies, regardless of size, shape, skin tone, gender, and physical abilities. Proponents focus on the appreciation of the functionality and health of the human body instead of its physiological appearance. So to sum that up, basically it's a way to emphasize that all bodies are worthy of respect regardless of their size, shape, gender, physical abilities, or skin tone. Now, I wasn't aware of the body positivity movement until 2018. And even since then, I've seen it evolve over the years so that it's encompassing a broader range of things. And what I mean by that is like how it highlights the importance of diversity and representation in media and everyday life. So body positivity generally resonates with people that are trying to break free from the constraints of societal expectations, aka what I like to call society's bullshit body standards, and to embrace their unique beauty instead. Okay, so now I want to share with you the definition of body neutrality. According to WebMD, this is simply the act of taking a neutral stance toward your body, both emotionally and physically. That means not supporting the hatred towards your body's quote-unquote limitations or investing any time and energy to love it either. You can simply be at peace with your body. And they go on, there's a couple more things that I want to share with you. They go on to say that no matter your shape, size, color, gender, physical ability, or capability, the goal of body neutrality is to help you accept your body as a physical vessel and a small part of who you are, rather than focus on what it looks like. Basically, based on your ability, your body performs several different functions and allows you to live your life through it. Body neutrality asks you to give less importance to day-to-day bodily changes that happen naturally over time, such as aging, pregnancy, or menopause. I'll stop there. If you want to read it, there will be a link in the show notes to this article. So to sum that up, basically body neutrality is giving us a different perspective than body positivity because it promotes acceptance of the body without the constant pressure to always feel positive about your body, because it's acknowledging that not every moment is going to be filled with love or celebration for our bodies. And that's okay. Now, contrary to body positivity, which focuses on, you know, actively loving and celebrating one's body, what I just shared with you in the definition of body neutrality is it's just basically encouraging us to cultivate a sense of neutrality and peace towards our bodies, emphasizing acceptance without the need for unwavering positivity. If you have listened to any of the last 2 or 3 episodes, I shared that I've really been struggling with this whole body positivity, body neutrality thing, because for so long, my messaging has been all about body positivity and just loving the skin that I'm in. And even where I'm at in my journey today of I do accept and embrace and love my big fat body, there are still days when I can look in the mirror and I just want to start nitpicking every little thing, you know, that I see wrong, quote unquote, wrong with my body, that I know there is nothing wrong with my body. My body does not need to be fixed, but there's just those days that I look in the mirror and I definitely don't feel any like love or acceptance or positivity towards my body. And I wasn't like really aware. I've heard of body neutrality, but I never really paid attention to it until, again, go and listen to, oh gosh, at least the last 2 episodes. I want to say it might even be the 3 prior episodes, because I go into a lot more depth about where this is coming from and why I've been struggling with the whole body positivity and body neutrality. And I don't even want to say that I'm struggling with it. I just have been questioning whether I can be body positive and body neutral, or if it has to be like one or the other. And I was going somewhere with that thought, but now I don't remember. Yeah, so I'm going to stop there for a second. I don't know where I was going with that thought. So I'm just going to move along and share some differences between body positivity and body neutrality, even though I probably don't need to, because it's probably pretty clear what the differences are between the two just from the definitions that I shared with you. But kind of, I guess, to do a little summary of the two of them. Body positivity, again, is emphasizing love and celebration of the body and being positive about your body all the time. And body neutrality is more of a gentle approach where it prioritizes acceptance and neutrality, allowing for fluctuations in feelings towards one's body. So I think that, you know, obviously the messaging behind body positivity and body neutrality differs significantly, and it caters to different, different perspectives on self-image and self-worth. I think that both of them have numerous benefits for each one of us. So whether you take more of a body positive approach or you take more of the neutral approach, I think that both of them have the benefit of increased self-confidence. I know for me personally, with body positivity and, you know, all that messaging and finding all the positive body positive influencers online in 2018 through the years, that 1,000% helped increase my self-confidence. I think another benefit of either one of them is improved body image. And then for me, a greater sense of self-compassion. And I think, again, whether you lean towards body positivity or body neutrality, I think both of them can help you have a greater sense of self-compassion. I think that both of these have empowering and inspiring messaging, and I love that you can lean one way or you can lean the other way. Or what I'm leaning into is taking an approach of I'm leaning into both of them right now because that's just where I'm at on my journey. So while there are definitely some, you know, amazing benefits of both body positivity and body neutrality, of course, there are also some challenges and lots of criticisms about both of these. So, you know, one of the biggest challenges and criticisms that I've seen, specifically speaking about the body positivity, just because that's what I'm more familiar with versus, you know, body neutrality, there has been an issue of inclusivity and representation. So, well, I don't want to go down that rabbit trail, but that's just one of the things that I've seen criticized a lot. What started as being a way to include more diverse people and, you know, like bodies and stuff, it's also actually being inclusive because some voices are not being heard. There is, I'm stopping there. I'm not going down that rabbit trail. That could be a whole thing. So because I'm not as familiar with the body neutrality messaging, and I don't even know if body neutrality is a movement, but I'm not going to try to speak on that because I don't know much about it. As with anything positive, there's always probably going to be negatives as well. That's just kind of how life goes. But I think for the most part, and again, you know, I can only speak for myself, but even, you know, conversations that I've had with other plus size women, for the most part, they have had benefits from leaning into body positivity. And, you know, one thing that I learned in AA 12 years ago when I went into the program was take what you need and leave the rest. And I think that's been really important for me. And it's just a message for all of us that, yeah, take what you need and leave the rest. I don't know where I'm going with that thought. Damn. I'm having a hell of a time getting thoughts together, and I guess maybe that's what I get for recording this episode at 11:47 p.m. So I apologize. Okay, so moving along, just erase all my rambling and nonsense. Moving along, I'm going to share some tips for incorporating both body positivity and body neutrality in your life. I suggest affirmations. I've mentioned it before in previous episodes. I am an affirmations junkie. Sometimes affirmations don't work for people. That's cool. Again, take what you need, leave the rest. So I would just say affirmations, engage in activities that make you feel good. And this has been really important for me when it comes to quote unquote exercise. I have had to find ways that I love moving my body so that it doesn't feel like exercise. And it's been so much fun to try new things and just find ways that feel good when I'm moving my body. Another suggestion that I have would be to surround yourself with positive influences. So just find the people that are going to lift you up and make you feel good, and you resonate with them because they're positive and you like their message. And like one thing that I want to remind you is that self-care and self-reflection are both components of fostering a healthy relationship with your body. I'd like to tell you that having this, you know, healthy relationship and this loving relationship with both yourself and your body is something that you can do overnight. It does not work that way. I've been on this journey since 2018, and It is, I don't know if you've ever seen one of those like pictures that say what people think success looks like, what success really looks like. And then there's like all these squiggly lines going every which way. That is how my journey with loving myself and loving my body has been. So I also just want to say that, you know, it's all about baby steps. It's all about doing little things each and every day, adding in, just doing little things every day, adding things into your routine that's going to help you cultivate this more positive and compassionate view of your body, or a more neutral view of your body. And again, it's just a journey. It is not a destination. This is something that I believe, again, speaking from my own experience, that we have to work on this every single day. Oh my goodness, excuse me. And my voice is telling me it is late. You need to go to bed. My closing thoughts are, I just wanted to share this so that you could hear both body positivity and body neutrality in one together, instead of how I had broken it up into individual episodes in the past. And like the key takeaway that I want to give you today is your journey towards body acceptance is your journey. It is unique to you. Whatever you do, just make sure that it works for you. Sure, I can give you advice. I can give you tips. I can give you tricks. You can go research and, you know, find a gazillion articles and videos. You can follow all of these, you know, people on social media, and you can get all this advice and tools and tips and tricks from them. But remember, it's all about what works for you. Just because one thing works for me doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. This is your journey. Find what works for you. Have grace with yourself and just be gentle with yourself.